Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it, but I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet, global server network, all that good stuff. That's great. But a big, big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network, maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here with a name you know. We got Heath.
Heath, baby.
I think this is my first time interviewing you.
I think it is, man. Like, we've spoken, you know, behind the scenes and everything. Yeah. But this is the first interview.
Our first
interview. I'm happy to be here, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm so so glad that you're speaking with us. We broke the news this week. You are a free agent. It's been a long time since you've been a free agent.
Dude, I know.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling right now?
Dude, honestly, it's just one. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how I'm feeling, man. I wish I would have put my free agent shirt on. I just don't know where it's at, actually. But yeah, I mean, no, like, I feel good, man. I'm in a good place. I'm in a good place mentally and physically. I'm home a lot more with the babies, you know, so that's always amazing. But being a free agent, man, is one of those things where, like, you know, I'm out in the wild again, you know, I'm roaming the turf, you know, like, so I'm excited because every time I became a little free agent of wherever I was at, I had fun with it. So I'm excited. I'm willing to go and explore new places or familiar places. Who knows? But I'm excited about it. You know, a lot of people's probably like, oh no, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? It's because I'm living my life and I'm gonna do what I want. You know?
Is there anybody you want to bury on the way out of Impact?
Oh my goodness, probably everybody there, man. No, not at all.
Listen, he heard TNA. I'm not doing that. And I said,
yeah, I am not re-signing, damn it.
No.
That was pretty cool, though, of him doing that.
I did like that. I mean, I think now there's enough familiarity and, like, adoration for that brand. And a lot of people associate it more with the positives than the negatives towards the end. Oh,
for sure.
Now.
For sure, man. So, I mean, let's be real. When it started and it was coming up, it was exciting and fun, you know, and then it just got too commercialized.
So when you signed with Impact Wrestling, I mean, I know that wasn't the only offer on the table. I had heard from people in WWE that when you popped back up after the release, they were like, well, yeah, we wanted him back, and he passed on it.
Yeah, man, it was one of those things. Like, I didn't even want to do the interview with Drew at, you know, or the segment with Drew, and like Drew literally called me for like, you know, like a week and a half, just being like, dude, come on, like trying to talk me into it. And then by the end of it, of course, you know, he's like a brother to me. So I'm like, hell yeah, man. All right, let's just do it. But it was like one of those things that they was wanting me for that segment with Drew, a match with Dolph, and then me come down at whatever horror film pay-per-view that they wrestled at and help Drew win type deal. And then I'd be out. But I told him I just wanted to do the thing with Drew and I'm out. So I did it. It came off very well. They did offer me another deal even before my other deal was up. But it was one of those things where it's like it wasn't what it was. And I mean, I was there for 15 years, man. You know, I was there for a good 15 years, just straight WWE, man. Bam. You know, so I felt like for me as myself where I was at, like, I never got to do independence, man. I was on the independence for 2 years as the greenest of green guys, you know, before I got to developmental. So it was one of those things where, like, I wanted to go out. I wanted to explore. I wanted to wrestle new people, you know, stuff like that. But, like, I landed in Impact, you know, just because it was a cool spot. It had a good atmosphere. My friends were going there to where I was like, heck yeah, man, let's do it. You know, I'll go with you. And the next thing you know, I got hurt and I was out for pretty much a year. And I'm just like, what the hell?
Did they extend your contract due to that injury?
They actually did. Dude, it's a funny story, man. Man, my dog's going off if you hear him. It's a funny story because, like, you know, I went to Impact, you know, just on an appearance thing. And then they said they wanted to sign me. So it was like day of Bound for Glory, bro. Like the day of. Scott comes to me. He's like, man, you signed the contract or not? We emailed it to you. And I was like, nah, man, I haven't even looked at it. Like, print it up and I'll sign it, you know, like I'm old school. So he prints it up and everything. And I sign it day of Bound for Glory 2020. I hit the ring, hit a neck breaker and a leg Larry. And it felt like someone stabbed me about 12 times in the gut. And it was like, what was crazy is that they didn't really even finalize the contract yet. Cause I signed it the day of Bound for Glory. Then I got hurt on Bound for Glory. Like 3 hours later, I got hurt. And then, but they honored it, you know, and they kept me and they extended me for another year to where I respect the hell out of that, you know, because they didn't have to do that. We was in the middle of a pandemic, you know, and it was just, everything was chaos. But
they were paying you while you were out hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
I said, I can't say nothing bad about Impact. Like, they helped me out when I was literally hit rock bottom. You know, I had to go through all this therapy, man. I busted my ass to get back, you know. I got in some great shape, and then they still had the door open for me, man. So, like, I tip my hat to Impact, you know, although we didn't see eye to eye towards the end with what's coming up, but I can't disrespect the fact that they're a good company. They're nice. The locker room is amazing, you know, so I had fun there.
I always hear great things about the locker room. People seem excited to go to work there. And you had mentioned how you hadn't really got to navigate the indies much. I know this year you've worked all over the place, like New York, New Jersey, Indiana, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Canada, even. I mean, even before before your schedule opened up, you were traveling an awful lot.
I guess it was easy. It's easier for me now because like I have a name, you know, and people know who I am. Like I don't burn bridges, bro. Like I'm that type of dude. It's like, if we don't see eye to eye, let's just talk about this. If we can't find a middle ground, then all right, man, let's out, you know, but a lot of people don't do it that way. A lot of people want to like, you know, poke their chest up and come at you. And it's just not the right way to do some business, you know? So it's like, I didn't burn any bridges. I don't try to burn bridges. The only bridges that I will burn is the ones I have to. So yeah. It's just like, you know, to me, it's like, what was the question?
It's about navigating those indies and how you were traveling everywhere even before you were a free agent.
Very true. But it's just, I feel like it's easier for me now because like I have been on TV. People know who I am. And I just try to, you know, like I said, don't burn any bridges just so I can keep coming back. You know, so, but these, the whole dude, it's so different on the indie scene too, man. Like the way they do things, the way they call matches, and like in WWE, you know, everyone's pretty damn good. You don't really get hurt too much, but on the indies, man, you feel a lot more.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to coach them down because some of these kids are excited and a little nervous and they want to rush to where I'm like, hey, baby, grab a hold, man. Like, calm down.
I mean, speaking of that, like, I mean, I've spoken to people. Emily Jay is a good example. She speaks about how helpful you've been to her career and mentoring her and just looking after her, making sure she doesn't get taken advantage of, any number of things. Like she spoke glowingly in our interview last year about that. So, I mean, it's very clear you're helping a ton of people as well, which I think is very admirable.
Yeah. It's I look at little Emmy J, man. She is a little stunner, you know, a little stunner now.
Little, she's almost 6 feet tall.
Well, to me, I still see this little girl, you know, holding up the sign saying I'm her dad when she's like 11 years old.
Yeah.
You know, so like that's what I see when I see her, you know. She's grown up. She's a beautiful little girl, and she's literally like going out there kicking butt. I'm more of the like. I've knew her since before she's a teenager. So it's like, I look at her as like, hey, come here, damn it. Don't be doing this crap. You don't need to do this. Like I put it real to her like a dad would, you know?
So she showed me a thing where you said, take this post down.
Yeah. Yeah, for real though. I mean, that's just the human in me looking after her. I'm like, damn it. Like, you don't have to put that out there like that. They can see it. They can already see it. You don't have to throw it out there, you know? Whatever, you know, it's one of those things where like, you know, I look after her because like I remember her saying when she was like 15 and 16, I want to be a wrestler. I'm like, no, you don't. You don't. Don't do it. But hey, kudos to her, and I'm glad she's kicking ass.
Is producing, agenting, training something that you would be interested in? I mean, for everybody, I mean, we're seeing so many active wrestlers just jump right into all of that.
Yeah. All right. So me and my wife's been talking about this, man, because like I'm 40. Okay. I'm not that spring chicken no more, but I'm not an old man yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm in my prime, you know? Like,
yeah. But I mean, look at this. I mean, you've got like Sean and Arya Daivari. They're still very much in their prime. I mean,
sure. Yeah,
Orange Cassidy's producing right now.
Dude, you got, right?
Yeah, you got Tyler Breeze and Sean Spears running flatbacks. Like, you have – these people are still actively doing
it. They are,
Seth Rollins, even.
Very true. Seth, man, his plate's full, too, with all his scheduling and stuff. But I look at it as like, I still have a quarter tank of wrestling in my gas tank.
Okay.
You know, I feel like I got a quarter in there. And you can go a long ways with the quarter if you do it right, you know. So, in my mind, back when I was literally 20 years old training, trying to do this stuff, man, I literally was like, you know what? I'm going to retire before I'm 50. You know, I could go until I'm about 45, 47. now being 40 and going through all the hell that I have in the last, you know, nearly 20 years, I'm just like, damn, man, my body hurts every day. I'm sore. I'm this, I'm that. But, you know, I feel like I'm trucking. Like when I'm on these shows, like all these kids, you know, like they're not blowing me up and I'm hanging with them to where I'm like, okay, you know, and I tell all my friends this, I'm like, bro, until the day that I get in there and I'm gassed halfway through, which I am sometimes, but I have that second wind that kicks in. But it's like, as soon as I'm embarrassed to walk out the curtain and get in that ring to perform is when I'm like, hey man, like I need to find a good retirement match and whoever it is, you know, just do that, you know, but I would absolutely love to be a booster one day, you know, ain't the time, you know, and then talk have said, hey, would you like to come in as a booster? And I'm just like, no, I don't, because I'm not ready to give it up yet.
It's
you are helping and teaching and guiding the future. I'm not trying to put yourself in a spot, trying to put down or nothing like that. Like I said, I got a quarter tank left in wrestling, and I feel like I'm gonna go for it.
One of my favorite things about your career is how well you play off of other people and they play off of you, like from Nexus to 3MB to Rhino. But my favorite is with a guy we actually have an interview with that's going to drop before yours, Titus. Mm-hmm. I loved Slater Gator. I was Slater Gator fan. Why did that last longer? I thought that was brilliant stuff.
Dude, brother, like literally, I think this whole thing happening was that they had me and him just thrown into a promo and was like, hey, man, we're going to try to do something with y'all maybe. And I was just rambling for a year, you know? So it's like Slater Gator. And I just said it in a promo. And
we're losing you a little bit, by the way. Slater. We're losing. You're cutting out a little bit.
What about right now?
No, it's pretty terrible right now.
I still...
No, it's really bad.
Ow!
Before the internet got hacked, there we were talking about Slater Gator. I loved the promos. I loved the connection there. We just interviewed Titus O'Neil because he did a cornhole tournament, by the way.
Hey, I love cornhole. I love that game.
We're from the South, beautiful. So I mean, come on now.
100%. Yeah, we love that. Crack open a nice keg, man. Some cornhole. That's a fun time. Barbecue going on.
So why didn't you think that Slater Gator got more of an opportunity? I loved Slater Gator.
Man, it got thrown together is what happened, man. Like I said, the way I remembered it, we got thrown together in a promo. And somehow I'm just like, my last name Slater. He went to Florida. He's a Gator. He's always doing the chomp and stuff. He's always loving the Gators and representing them. So I'm just like, man, Slater Gator. And it's just, you know, like, think about it. Like, every wrestling name or faction always has something that rhymes, you know, like Lex Luger, you know, like they're always like an LL whatever. So when Slater Gator popped in my mind and it came out, even I was like, man, that was pretty good. And I just kept going with it, not thinking nothing of it, you know. But I guarantee you, Vince was just watching it and he heard it and he was like, whoa, I love that. Slater Gator, you know. And they wanted us to be an odd couple, you know. Man, I just think they might think I'm odd. Because I've been in a lot of odd stuff, you know, something. I don't know. Maybe it's just the red hair. I don't know. But
you work with such a great variety of people, though. Like,
Brother, I've worked everyone from the biggest to the smallest and in between. Like, for real.
I know. Do you have any interesting Bret Hart stories? I know you wrestled him like 5 times.
Dude, Bret's the man. Dude,
I love him.
Bret, to me, it was one of those things that when I knew he was like mixed in with us, I'm just like, holy shit, this is Bret Hart. Like, whoa, like, really? Like, we're going to get in the ring with him? But then it was like one of those things that we had a meeting and it was like, don't touch him. Don't let him bump. You can't do this. You can't do that. And we're just like, well, shit, like, so we're the punching bag for Brett. And I'm just like, shit, I'll be his punching bag anytime, you know. But it was crazy because, like, I guess Wilson and Natty and Brett, and it was Edge and Jericho, they were talking. Next thing you know, they was like, hey, yeah, put him with Heath, you know. So the whole time, man, like, when Brett's in the ring, he's usually with me, you know, like, always. Like, the face is off, it's me and Brett. In the ring, me and Brett. You know, comeback time, me taking Brett's comeback type deal, you know. We went all overseas, I'm in the ring with Brett. Madison Square Garden, me and Brett. You know, over in Alberta or Calgary, Stampede, the big stadium. Is it Stampede?
It's probably around there. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever it is.
Calgary Stampede, yeah.
Dude, it was just one of those things where it was like, he would always want to do more than he was supposed to do. And what was I going to say? No? Hell. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to get up light for you, baby. let's do this. But no, Brett to me is what really made me know that he was a great human being is when it was after a match and everything, and I think it was at MSG, and we walked to the back, and Michael Hayes literally is like looking at him like, my God, Brett, you look like you did back in the 90s, this and that, da-da-da-da. And Brett literally turned around and pointed at me and said, it's all him. It was all him. It was all he did. Brother. And I just was like, holy shit. Like, that's one of the best compliments I can ever get. You know what I mean? Like, this is amazing. But he didn't take none of the credit, man. He gave it all to me to where I'm like, Brett, I love you, man. Like, damn, whatever you need anytime, man.
He's got that way. And I think he knows the sort of cachet that he holds. I did an interview with him once. And afterwards, he's like, well, thanks for giving me a good interview. And I was like, well, it wasn't me. Like, it was the stuff. It was you, Barry, and Goldberg the whole time that made it a great interview.
You don't like Goldberg, man. Goldberg.
I swore that I was going to get the good, positive interview out of Brett, right? I was like, I'm going to get him putting everybody over.
Yep.
And I said, I was like, hey, I was like, who does the best sharpshooters? And he sat there and he goes, it's a lot easier if I tell you who did the worst ones.
Very true. Oh,
and then I was like, hey, I love the L Dandy promo. It's one of my favorite things. And he goes, yeah, man, that's one of my favorite things about WCW. He goes, wish I would have worked him instead of Goldberg.
Oh. Hot damn. It don't surprise me at all, though. It don't surprise me at all. Hot damn.
So we have obviously free agent now. You're taking bookings, a lot of possibilities. Yeah. I know that you haven't necessarily worked in New Japan. You have worked with New Japan, so to speak, with Impact.
Very true.
We saw a fellow Nexus member in Fred Rosser completely change his entire career, path, everything in New Japan.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, and how do you feel about doing something like that if somebody said, hey, we want you to come in, but we want you to do something categorically different than what you have done before?
I mean, I would absolutely try my best, of course, you know. I mean, like, I'm that guy that's like, you know, if there's an obstacle, like, I'll definitely attempt it, you know. Am I the best at everything? No. But can I shift gears? And if I want to go from 1 to 10, of course I can, you know. I'm not that old yet. But yes, I would definitely go to New Japan. I mean, just, you know, just the respect and everything, you know, behind it, man. It was just amazing. And it was fun working with them for a little bit. You know, my buddy Rocky, man, he's always behind the scenes there. And
he gets it all done, this guy. Right,
he's the man. Straight up the man. Like, you know, he's one of those rare gems, man. He really is. But no,
he is the true forbidden door.
Hey, honestly, he is. He makes it happen. He really does. He makes it happen. He's a good negotiator. That's probably where the Good Brothers got it from.
I love those. So you know, I'm always trying to get a scoop and everything, and I'll ask them questions, and they'll be so matter of fact about it, but I'll think they're lying all the time.
Yeah.
They're never lying. It's always, they just know everything.
They're that type of group that they're like cool with everybody, so everyone likes to talk to them. You know, they're that group. You know, they're like, you know, APA, but not as tough. You know?
These guys looked at me with time left on their Impact contract in an interview. And they said, yeah, well, we're probably going to WWE in a few months anyway. And I was like, no, you're not. And then there they were 3 months later on WWE Raw. I was like, these sons of
bitches. Right. Well, I ain't gonna say that. Those guys are nuts, man.
They are nuts. But I mean, sorry to interrupt. I mean, yeah, you've done some stuff with New Japan and stuff, and we've seen this big reinvigoration in Fred's career there.
Oh, dude, he's a stud. He was a stud back then. But I mean, like, what it is one of those things, like, everyone, you know, they can look at me and they do. He sucks, you know. But if you're not in on the professional wrestling world yet, people, like, get the hell out. My goodness, you know, it's like, it's predetermined. We got scripts. We're playing this stuff. Yes, it hurts like hell. It does, guys. All of it hurts. It all hurts. That's.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good. Get off our back. We're doing what we're told.
So as your internet connection drops again, I'm seeing you in stunning 144p quality right now. It's amazing.
That's like, what I'm doing here, man. I'm doing new things.
So as we wrap up, I love your background there. Can you kind of walk us through some of the stuff there?
Oh, man. Look at all this.
I love it. Like, it looks great. That is incredible. I see some of your cards.
Oh, yeah. Cards up here. Boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Up there's me and Edge. You know, he was one of the first guys I got, like, face-to-face with that was, like, heavyweight champ and stuff, and this was in developmental. Here is in 2013 when Honky Tonk Man bashed me over the head with this guitar. They knew he signed it, and they sent it to me.
That's great.
Here's some 3-on-B pictures that we took, you know, back in the day, and printed them up and sent it to us also. Here's the Nexus t-shirt, you know, it's all wrapped up, it's signed by everybody. So pretty cool. Right there's a Deep South card. One of the first cards I ever was on ever. And it was really cool. But then I left it in the back of my truck for years on top of years. And then my, like not my back of my truck, like in my bed, like in the backpack, like in the truck bed. And then she
oh no,
dude, it was horrible. Water stains, ripped up and everything. And then next thing you know, my wife like put it underneath some wood, like boards, and flattened it out and then put it in that big old frame so I can have it.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, it was pretty over. And then, you know, steel cards. I got my figures. I got some memorabilia stuff of like, you know, developmental titles and everything.
That's so cool.
The replica tag title up there. And then those are just a lot of toys like Harry and the Henderson, Beetlejuice, Freddy Krueger, Roethlisberger, Jaws. Like, I'm a horror fan.
Boo! Go Bengals!
Oh, nah, man.
Go Steelers, Bengals. Baby. Hold on 1 second.
Steelers, what? Baby. Hell no, Steelers, baby.
Right here. Season ticket holder.
Oh, get out of here with that. My goodness, that Roethlisberger, if he was still quarterback, and he'd beat the hell out of Burrow, man.
Well, too bad you got Kenny pick six now. Enjoy.
Anyway.
The moment. I'm glad your internet cut out now. I'm glad you got terrible internet. I hope that it cuts out in the middle of Najee Harris running for 2.5 yards over and over again.
I hope it doesn't.
See, we lost him again. This interview is over. It's over. We can't even hear you,
this
Heath.
Bullshit. This is why I'm cussing right now. You don't edit shit out because I'm upset. My internet sucks for some reason. Here I am defending my team. They're not the best, but they're trying, damn it. They're trying.
I would love if they could just sincerely suck for one season. Like, that would make me feel good. Like, their suck
they're
is 9-7. Their suck is like 9-8, 9-7. The Bengals sucking is like 1-16. Like, I don't like that.
I get it. Well, I don't even want to say it. I'm a Panthers fan too. And they are just, that's like heartbreaking to me. And they're only 20 minutes from me. And I like to go to the games, but yeah.
And they don't have that happening. Number one pick next year either.
They do not. So,
well, as we hop off here, please tell the people where they can find you, where they can support you, where they can book you. We're going to have to do another interview sometime because I got a ton of other stuff to ask you. Oh, we haven't even gotten to WLC and Nexus yet, and I want to ask you so much stuff about that.
No, bro, there's so many stories about all of that, actually. Hey, you got my number. Hit me up. But you can find me. I'm on Instagram and Twitter. Heath with the Roman numerals XXII. And then, I'm on, Pro Wrestling Tees with the t-shirts. And if anybody wants to book me, my email is bookmebaby. It's just baby.22@gmail.com.
I literally laughed out loud when you sent me your email.
What's funny is that everyone does. They're just like, of course you would. Of course you would.
Heath, thank you so much, man. This has been a long time coming. I was so excited to do this interview.
Hell yeah.
Guys, check him out. We're going to be talking to him again in the future. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Oh, baby.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.